Yeah, Jared, I mean, we were talking yesterday on the show about how busy the Q3 IPO activity was, largest in terms of proceeds we saw going back to 2000. But Q4, what are we expecting to see out of all the companies that are tapping public market?
Well, I'm writing about this today. Actually, yesterday I published this article. The megacorns coming out in the fourth quarter and also the first quarter of next year. We got some really big ones. And these are kind of the last few holdovers of the last 10 years where we had this super cycle of unicorns. I'll go down the list here. We got Stripe. They have of about $100 billion. This could be one of the biggest IPOs of all time, probably not coming until the first quarter of next year, but nevertheless, we'll be keeping an eye on that. Rivian Automotive, that could be coming this month or November, and that is an $80 billion company. They are partnering with Amazon and also Ford to build those trucks, so a lot of excitement there. Instacart, that's a $39 billion company. We all know what they do. Reddit, $15 billion. Can you imagine when that comes to market? All the meme stock and aficionados going to go nuts with that one. So a lot in the pipeline. And just to circle back to our original discussion about the government shutdown, remember I think it was 3 years ago. It was December of 2018, the last shutdown. It was the longest one on record, lasted over a month. Guess what? The Securities and Exchange Commission shut down too. And some really big IPOs were delayed. That would be Lyft and Uber by at least a month. So this, even a few days of shutdown at the SEC can have longer term consequences here. So definitely going to keep an eye on this and revisit it, hopefully in early December.
Yeah, there's a lot of names to watch there. One I'm looking forward to, Chicago legend hot dog Portillo's, also coming out. Jared Blickery, bring us the latest there. Appreciate that.